السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. May Allah accept us for His deen. Subhanallah. How amazing is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah protects His deen. Allah is in control. Subhanallah. It was so amazing to meet Mona Zakaria Saab Belgium, who's making such amazing effort in Ashton, an area outside Cape Town, Ya Allah. Subhanallah, when he came into this area, making gush, making effort among the people, calling them to Allah. So many foreign brothers, or Muslim brothers, but who are so far from deen, making effort on them. Alhamdulillah, they returned to the masjid, and the effort of the masjid. There was one elderly auntie, subhanallah, in her late 60s, and she was Muslim. And she's still Muslim, alhamdulillah. But her husband was not prepared to embrace Islam. And Maulana visited him on so many occasions. But he wasn't prepared. And Allahu Akbar. When his wife was making fikr for her hajj, then, alhamdulillah, the brothers came and visited him, telling him that she is now undertaking her journey of hajj. The only thing is, do you know what? He said, yeah, what? He says, no, I realize she has to make nikah. And for that, I have to be Muslim. And they said, yes. And subhanallah, he was ready to be Muslim. After so much of effort, Allahu Akbar, he was now ready to become Muslim. And obviously, he was a very advanced age. But he uttered the kalima. He was so elated, alhamdulillah. After that, he wanted his nikah to take place. And ya Allah, he used to frequent the masjid in his sickness. But on Friday, he used to make sure, even if there was no one to bring him, he used to walk to the masjid, alhamdulillah. Coming early on the Friday, when Maulana Sahab would come to the masjid, he would find him here. Maulana would say, why didn't you phone me? He would say, no, I have to come to the masjid. And when Maulana visited the family to congratulate, because his wife went for Hajj, alhamdulillah, and when she had returned, Allahu Akbar, Maulana said to her that you were the first Haji in our area, Ya Allah. And even this masjid was built by some brother Rashid some years ago, and before it was in its completion, he had passed on. So the masjid was dilapidated for so long. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mufti Dawul Haq Sahib, Hafidhahullah, mentioned this masjid some months ago. And subhanAllah, his students, Hazrat Maulana Qari Sabir Sahib and Maulana Imtiaz Sahib, with the Ruhama Foundation, alhamdulillah, were making fikr of this masjid. And such amazing efforts they've made in revamping the masjid. But not only that, also making an effort that the masjid come alive. When Maulana mentioned that Auntie Zainab has been the first person in this area, Ashton, to go for Hajj, her husband said, Maulana, inshallah, I will be the second. And when he embraced Islam, Maulana asked him, what Muslim name you want? He said, no, I have a name. He said, what is it? What's your name? He says, I want the name Abu Bakr. Because his brother-in-law, meaning his wife's brother, for years called him Abu Bakr. So Maulana said, like Hazrat Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, is the first Sahabi, the first to embrace Islam. Allah has made you the first in this area to embrace Islam, alhamdulillah. Allah's fadl, so many others have embraced Islam as well. Maulana Sahib invited some priests to Islam, Allahu Akbar, and invited some of them to have some tea in the sehen, just outside the masjid. Today, and a few of them came, and what an amazing discussion ensued. And as we had this discussion, explaining the Quran, the miracles of the Quran, the life of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam from the Quran Kareem, and then showing certain practices and statements of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam that still in the Bible but is carried out by Muslims only, they were so amazed in that the ikram was made. And ikram is very, very important, Allahu Akbar. And thereafter came in the time of salah. We explained the adhan and the meaning to them. And then we performed our salah. They were so inspired and motivated that as they were leaving, they said that this, inshallah, will not be our last visit, that we will definitely come again. And so amazing is the effort of Allah's deen. We are really in need of Allah. Allah doesn't need us. We need Allah. We need to serve Allah's deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. Mawlana was saying so beautifully that as he would go for gush, alhamdulillah, to meet all the foreigners from different countries, from Bangladesh, from Pakistan, who are running stores in all these rural areas, ya Allah. And he would visit them and he would give them a message, inviting them to the masjid. But they were so occupied and they wouldn't be listening, serving their customers, this, that, this, that. Then they would just greet him, you know, when he was finished, just for him to leave. Then he said, no, man, let me continue my visit to them, but I won't say much. He would just greet them. Now, they're expecting him to say anything. He would just make salam and ask, how's everything? How's your store? And he would continue, but making dua for them. And subhanAllah, after a few weeks, they would then say, hey, Maulana, you know, I couldn't make it for Jumu'ah or for this or for that. Make me maaf. So Maulana would explain that this is not something for me to make you maaf. We have to worry, how are we going to die? How will we die? Will we leave this world with iman or without iman? And subhanAllah, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a time would come that holding on to iman would be as hard as holding on to a burning piece of coal, a burning ember. So how important it is to hold on to iman, to remain firm on this beautiful deen and gift of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to value this beautiful gift of deen that Allah has given us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to share our beautiful deen with humanity in totality. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ